Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy here with us backstage at the American Music Awards.
Oh, no.
I have to kick this thing off with an apology.
Oh, no.
I am so sorry.
What happened?
But I learned from my mistake.
What happened?
I was so hungover when I interviewed you at the Billboard Music Awards this past year.
Yeah, I did.
I bombed that interview so bad. It's haunted me ever since.
Really?
That's yes.
Okay. We talked about it at the time as well. I've done many interviews hungover myself. I've done an interview maybe still drunk in the morning, and
really?
it was they didn't use it.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah. I was like, why didn't that, like, it was for something, and they were like,
because I could go either way. Like,
yeah.
With a drunk interview, it could be, like, Radio Gold or to the point where
yeah,
you're not able to use it.
Yeah, because I have one, like, you know, like, one drink at night in an interview is great. Like,
yeah.
A couple of drinks and, like, bleary in the morning, like, where you're just like, I don't really remember the interview, so probably was not
so
good.
I want to
no,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah.
you because a radio lesson learned. I took it super easy last night.
Oh,
well
okay.
rested. I am
good.
So
you're
ready
on
for
your
you
game.
Today.
All right, good.
Well,
right.
You skipped over me at the Billboard, so.
I'm sorry. Wait, I don't.
No,
yeah.
It's great.
I'm like.
So, though, tell us about going country, man, because,
yeah.
I mean, it had to be a different experience.
It was.
To say
I mean,
the least.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like. So, we played in Nashville at their award show, and we played with Thomas Rhett. We played part of his song and then part of our song. But the thing I think that was. So we were freaked out because we were, like, basically aliens, you know, when we were there. And we were like, oh, my God, we don't look like anybody. And everyone's staring at us. But people there were so nice and open. It was really cool. And it was also cool, like, when you're playing and you're like, oh, cool. There's, like, Keith Urban and Blake Shelton. You know, like, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. It was
I
a good
feel like
experience.
Country fans and country artists are so welcoming to everybody in
yeah.
general.
Yeah. It was a really good experience. Like, I think it could have. Because when you go somewhere and you don't know anybody and, like, you're, like, you feel like the, like, loser kids in high school again. But, like, it was so welcoming that we didn't feel like that, really.
Any more dabbling in country in the future because you had such
a
good time?
Man, it would be cool. Like, I like stuff like Jason Isbell. Like, stuff that's,
it goes
like,
right over my
oh,
head.
Oh, yeah. So I like this stuff. When I was telling them there, you should listen to Jason Isbell. He's cool. But people were telling me his stuff and some other guys were, like, more like new Americana, not really country. But
okay.
It's cool.
All right. So Kristen has a hand soap. Problem with you on Twitter, by the way.
No.
Well, part of the research is you gotta.
No.
Part of the research is you gotta check out the Twitter feeds. And you think foam soap is better than regular soap?
Okay. I didn't say regular soap. I said specifically that pink soap that they made in schools in the 80s. That stuff that is just disgusting.
It's
and
like,
you know, it's like they buy it by the, like, whatever, the ton or something because it's just so disgusting. I am all for. Motion detected foam soap right into motion detected faucet that comes out with warm water right away. I mean, like, that's.
I love that combination.
Yeah, that's like what that's the world I'm trying to build.
Is that going to be in your house too? Would you do all that in your house?
I mean, I'm not in charge of the soap in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, but interestingly, at hockey arenas, that's what they have, and that's what we play in the winter. We play hockey arenas, and they don't really have it in amphitheaters as much.
I didn't even know that.
And last question. I think it's important to ask you because Fall Out Boy has such a huge presence in the rock world. In light of what happened in France at the concert, are you guys going to change anything you do at your concerts in the future? Or
I mean, listen, I think that the thing that happened was pretty unpredictable. Like,
very.
It's not something that anybody had really thought about before. And to me, the reason that it hits closest to home, personally, is not that it's music. It was that this was pure terror on youth culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, this wasn't, like, at government buildings. This was, like, at concerts. And there weren't any demands. It was just, like, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I think that if you see this guy lurking around here, like, our security is pretty good. He's not my nanny. He's actually the security guy.
I'm already intimidated.
Yeah, and it's like, I think that's the thing that we think about and we care about, but you can't predict any of that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Pete, thanks so much for hanging out, man. Appreciate you.
Thank
here.
You.
Awesome. Did I redeem myself?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're like, I'm going to ask him this tough-ass French question. Won't think I'm hungover.
Yeah.